It seemed to me that the doctor's car was forever in Miss Winter's drive. When I first arrived in Yorkshire, he would call every third day. Then it became every other day, then every day, and now he was coming to the house twice a day. I studied Miss Winter carefully. I knew the facts. Miss Winter was ill. Miss Winter was dying. All the same, she did not seem iller. Death did not seem closer than in the early days. Though thin and tired, when she was telling me her story, she seemed to draw on a well of strength that was unaffected by age and illness. And yet, in ways invisible to my eyes, she must have been weakening quite seriously. For what else could explain Judith's unexpected announcement one morning? Quite out of the blue, she told me that Miss Winter was too unwell to meet me, that for a day or two she would be unable to engage in our interviews, that with nothing to do here, I may as well take a short holiday. A holiday? After the fuss she made about my going away last time? Though Judith blushed, she was not forthcoming with any more information. Something wasn't right. I was being shifted out of the way. Dr. Clifton will run you to the station. I'd like a quick word with Miss Winter before I go. Poor Judith. She hated deceit and was no good at subterfuge. Miss Winter? I'm afraid she... won't see me? Can't see you. Relief flooded her face, and sincerity rang out in her voice, as at last she was able to say something true. Believe me, Miss Lee, she just can't. Whatever it was that Judith knew, Dr. Clifton knew it too. Whereabouts in Cambridge is your father's shop? He wanted to know. And does he deal in medical history at all? I answered him briefly, more concerned with my own questions than his. And after a time, his attempts at small talk came to an end. As we drove into Harrogate, the atmosphere in the car was heavy with Miss Winter's oppressive silence.